Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That have a chance to win MVP this year. Check in every couple weeks on the MVP market. These are over at FanDuel. Obviously, you can shop around different books, find different odds, but these are just based off of theirs. Josh Allen is the MVP favorite. Justin Herbert, second best odds, 6-1. Mahomes, essentially second best odds as well, plus 650. So almost the same odds as Herbert. Jordan Love out in Green Bay, 8-1. And then Matthew Stafford has the next best odds. Now, there's a big drop off. He is 14-1, and then you got to go way down the list to find other guys like Baker Mayfield, etc. It is very early in the year. We've gone through this enough. We've had legal betting on the Kansas side. Missouri side's coming in December long enough to know that this market is going to shift another 25 times, okay, before we get to the end of the year. However, with that said, I think it is very clear Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes are going to either be the favorites or have the second or third best odds the rest of the season. I don't think there's any dispute unless you think somebody's getting knocked out for the year.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is going to win that division. He's going to be clearly, you know, right in this conversation all year. And I think Patrick Mahomes, if they can win this division with what he was able to do the first couple weeks of the season with the lack of weapons, that narrative can work in his favor. I would not want to put money on Josh Allen at minus 105 right
nope.
now. But Patrick Mahomes at plus 650, I think is an opportunity still. It's really the divisional convo. I mean, if Justin Herbert and the Chargers can, you know, knock off
the division,
Chiefs,
I do think he'll win the award.
Yeah, because most likely means his numbers are probably good. He's playing well. He's now got an injury issue that works in his favor from a narrative perspective if he overcomes it with the O-line issues, as you brought up, Cody, with Ross. And then, you know, he's got a rookie running back now that's going to be the guy behind him. All that helps his cause. But again, we've gone over the trends. Typically, like 95% of the time, you have to win your division if you're the quarterback to win MVP.
Here's the truth. If you're telling me it's the exact same of money to be won, and in this case, it's actually just a hair better on Mahomes, do you think I'm putting my money on Mahomes or Herbert? Mahomes! 1,000 times. I'd choose somebody else further down this list. I'd soon choose Stafford before I chose Herbert, because at least he's playing in an injured division where he's got Puka Nacua, who leads the NFL in receptions, I think, and maybe yards, too. So he's got an elite-level weapon, an elite-level coach, and could just go on to win the West, which we've, again, pointed out, has to be the first step of getting into the MVP conversation anyway. Admittedly, Patrick Mahomes is my preseason MVP selection. When we went through these picks, I told you the narrative would help Patrick Mahomes, and the fact that he hadn't won it in a few years, they'd be ready to hand him the award, and voter fatigue is always a thing. It's hard to win it back-to-back years. Look at Lamar last season, who, not by much, but by a margin, should have been the MVP. I don't think it's like he was 50% better than Josh Allen.
He was better in every category besides rushing touchdowns than Josh Allen was
yeah,
last season.
He was. And so, like, you would think that that should have been the year. I think Mahomes is going to win the award again if his offense looks anywhere close to what it looked like last week. That's the question you have to ask yourself about betting on Mahomes.
So,
do you think his offense will roll into top five form the rest of the way, and he'll get to 40 touchdowns and 4,300 yards, and the numbers will support the rest of it?
Yeah, but so you're telling me that if, let's say, they're 12-5 and the Chargers are 12-5, mm-hmm. the Chargers win the division, then Mahomes yes. has no shot to win the award?
Correct.
I think that's ridiculous.
I'm not saying it's ridiculous.
This has been like a betting conversation for years.
I know that,
I'm not saying it's an unfair system.
I'm just telling you how it works. Why is an award that is purely a statistical award, as it is in every other sport, based on if you win the division or not, when there's so many different things that go your way?
I'm just trying to win money. This is a betting conversation to me, and I'm just telling you how. If we would have the convo,
it just doesn't make any sense.
It shouldn't be that way. That we can. That's more than fair. I don't disagree with you. We can have the convo of like, hey, that shouldn't matter. I agree that it shouldn't be the end all be all. I'm just telling you, like from a betting perspective, the convo is different. It's a, can I win money or not with the bet?
And I'm just saying
you can't win money on MVP if your quarterback doesn't win
the divisional thing to me is more of a coaching thing than it is. Like if the Bills go 15-2, Sean McDermott should win coach of the year, point blank. I understand that they got an easy schedule, but
We don't disagree. I mean, Andy Reid should have won coach of the year last year, too.
I know that.
But he can't win it. He's always 1,000-1 every year to win it.
But what makes the stipulation them winning the division or not?
Here, I'll try to find the trend for
the tiebreaker, essentially. Like what makes it that?
Nothing other than.
It was one.
I understand. But there's no criteria. So why would it be?
It's created criteria through
narrative. If Patrick Mahomes throws for 500 more yards and 45 touchdowns, and Herbert throws for 30 touchdowns and has more interceptions, but the Chargers win by half a game because they started 3-0 in the division.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that he should be the MVP because he, and I don't know why,
the
betting odds would be, I don't know why the betting odds would lean in your favor if you as an individual, because it's an individual award, were not as good as somebody else.
It's a fair take. I'm not saying it's a bad take. I'm just telling you, like, you're asking why has it happened. I don't have a good answer. I would say, you're saying, well, why is that a trend? Because it's a trend, right? Like any award market, if for 30 years of a sample, if it just so happens that 25 quarterbacks won MVP, why is that the case? It shouldn't be. Well, I'm just trying to win money. I'm telling you, you have a better chance to win MVP if you're a quarterback. You have a better chance to win MVP if you win the division. I don't know why they do that, but that is clearly part of the narrative that the voters use. If you're saying it shouldn't be, that's more than fair, and I don't disagree necessarily with you.
I got to say, it seems to me to be a pretty simple explanation. It's because people don't think you should be the MVP of the league if you can't even win your division. How are you the most valuable player? You couldn't even get yourself to the top. It's pretty simple how they create the narrative in their head. I'm just telling you, like, that's the argument for it. And I don't even think it's necessarily a totally wrong argument. Again, Stafford is probably the one, if I wasn't betting on Mahomes on that list,
I got the numbers, sorry,
that I would actually bet on. Patrick Mahomes has 939 yards. Stafford has more touchdowns, one more interception, and like 200 more yards.
If you lean MVP, if you lean MVP to the division winner, it tells me you're not actually watching the games as much as you say you are.
Because
I think if you watch with your own two eyes, Lamar Jackson was the MVP last year, and Josh Allen was not the MVP last year.
Yeah,
you watch with your two eyes, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football, and if, let's say, the division goes the way it goes, Patrick Mahomes has to overcome more, it would seem, at times than Justin Herbert does. So why would that? Like, it tells me that the voters are not actually watching the games as much as maybe they should, and they're just leaning on, well, they won the division, so I guess I got to vote for him.
Yeah, so just a couple of the numbers behind what we're talking about. The last 15 MVP awards, 13 of them won their division. There's two exceptions. 08 Manning won MVP despite the Colts finishing second. They were a playoff team still. The 2012 award went to Adrian Peterson, which in its own right is an anomaly because most of the time running backs don't win it, but he did.
He had 2,000 yards.
They didn't win the division, but he also had a historic benchmark at the time with that. So is it saying it's a 0.0% chance? No. It's saying that in the weeds, but sports talk convo about this is different than this betting convo about this. It just is. Like, betting conversation is numbers-based. It's kind of what Ross Tucker just told us about the Philadelphia thing, right? Like, betting, it's going to lean more into trends and numbers, and you're trying to give yourself the best odds to win MVP. So if you tell me that I'm picking, you may think so-and-so should win MVP, but you also believe they can't win their division, the odds would tell you it's not the smart bet to bet on the guy you don't think can win the division. It's not saying it can't happen. It's just saying it doesn't bode well for you. Trends are not bulletproof, but you're trying to give yourself the best value on a bet and the best chance to cash the ticket. And I'm just saying the math says,
Don't bet on Justin Herbert if you don't think he's winning the division.
But if you think he can, then yeah, I think it's a great bet.
Yeah. That's all. That's what it boils down to.
Anyway.
They're not going to choose Herbert over Mahomes.
And last year, and I think this is like, we don't need to get into a...
If they win the division, they might.
Drew will get mad because he'll say you just bring it up Cincinnati. This actually fits for this conversation. All I'm saying is I think you also have that view because last year Burrow put up amazing numbers, didn't make the playoffs, and you probably thought he should have been maybe an MVP candidate. And there were people out there that thought he would. He had no. The minute they were not a playoff team, it was over.
I agree with that. They had to make the playoffs for him to win it. I just think that the most...
But you're drawing an invisible line slightly earlier, do you see? To make the playoffs is not way different than the game difference it takes. They would have made the playoffs if they won one more game. It didn't actually change anything about his narrative.
Well, then I think that... Well, then he should have been the MVP then. I mean, if we're going to be honest, then I think he should have won it. If we're going to be honest, and it wasn't...
I still think Lamar had a better year, but yes.
Oh, no, there's no question that Josh Allen did not have the best year by any stretch, more than Lamar Jackson. But people got tired of voting, which is also another problem with the award, is you're not actually awarding the... If we're going to do the most valuable player, who cares if they repeat? You have to do the most valuable... You have to do it. You have to do it the same way. Just because you got tired voting for somebody doesn't mean that they shouldn't win the award. Like, I think it was a soft MVP to give Josh Allen. Josh Allen should have won it 2 years ago, probably. Lamar Jackson should have won it last year.
Humans voting on awards, and everybody's going to be happy. Otherwise, we would just have computers kick out whoever had the most yards and touchdowns would win it every single year, and thank goodness we don't have that system either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.